This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
I don't even know where to begin with this dude.
No, with this dude.
This dude.
Thanks.
Like, Michael, seriously. Cool. Michael Felsen, you have done so much. I mean, we were just reading through some of the stuff that you've been virtually in every stage production of everything ever made.
Oh, there's still probably a couple left I want to do. So hopefully not everything.
Wow. And Evita's the big one for you at the moment, yeah?
Yeah. It's we've got 1 week left and I have a night off tonight, which is lovely to be able to come and talk to you guys.
You do seven or eight shows a week?
8 shows a week. Well, this last week we've only got 6 performances because this is the extended week.
Wow.
Due to popular demand. So it has been amazing. We were here last week. I think I was here with Kurt Kansley. It's broken every record.
Wow.
At the Art Centre Melbourne. So
that's
really
incredible.
Wonderful.
And Tina? Yeah. Great to work with.
Oh, she's amazing. The whole cast is amazing. We've got Tina, of course, that everybody knows. We've got Paolo Schott, who's won a Tony Award. Yep. Kurt Kansley, that I'm having a little sing with tonight, has come back from London to be in the show.
Great.
Alexis Van Manen, who's a new discovery, playing a beautiful role. A wonderful company. I think we're all going to be sad to see it finish.
It's definitely not going to...
It's all going into storage. I think the next stop for this particular production is probably Asia somewhere, China or something.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to break protocol here with the station for a little bit, Anna Murphy.
Right.
While we're interviewing Michael, you've got a couple of tickets that you want to give away.
Yeah.
To a show. It's not to Evita, though.
This is interesting.
Like, so straight from here, I go to a sound check at Chapel Off Chapel.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Which is a beautiful Melbourne venue. I've seen a couple of things at while I've been here because I've been based in Sydney for the last few years. Loving Melbourne. The sunshine, amazing. Anyway. So at Chapel Off Chapel, Homegrown Australia. Supports homegrown artists. And Kurt Kansley, who plays Che in Evita, he and his writing partner, Oliver Leto, have been writing a couple of musicals, a lot of standalone songs, and they're featuring tonight at Chapel Off Chapel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the music of Kansley and Leto.
So you've got two tickets for that one.
That.
That's what I meant, actually. I just got caught up in the hole.
Don't worry, he's been sick. I didn't hear that.
Well, I just thought it might be just, you know, I know it's a bit late in the day, but if someone's sitting at home going, bloody hell, it's hot, I could do with an air-conditioned, wonderful musical theatre showcase.
While we're talking to
that's
you.
That's the one.
Let's just do the first person that sends a message through at 0427JOY949, honoratjoy.org.au. If you send it through, say how much you want to go. The tickets are all yours.
Now, this is for a good cause, but I also wouldn't mind touching base, because you're the ambassador for Imperfectly Perfect
One of them.
So could you tell us a bit about that? Because I find this fascinating.
Oh, have you had a look at it?
Yeah,
it's
I had a look
fantastic.
At it. Yeah.
You check it out on Instagram, Imperfectly Perfect. I came in fairly early. It's a tremendous campaign about mental health awareness, and it's a little bit different in that it focuses on people like us that work in the entertainment industry and how we're always on.
Yeah, and people don't
all smile. But we're the same as everyone and everyone's the same as us.
Yeah.
So it's a fantastic campaign photographing a lot of people and we all have problems.
Yeah,
and
of course.
So it's a nice opportunity for people to go, okay, well, here's another side of the person they've seen in a stage show or on television on radio.
Because that's just what it is, isn't it? I mean, you guys are actors, singers, dancers in performance, and so it's all lights and cameras and action. Everyone can fall for, oh, isn't that amazing?
Oh,
they've just got this perfect life, and it's really nice to shine a light on the fact that,
no one has a perfect life.
I'm doing this, but, you know, underneath all this, I'm a real person. And I have my own struggles and stuff. It's a very good. Have a look at Imperfectly Perfect campaign on Instagram at Imperfectly Perfect.
That Glenn Marsden started, wonderful photographer. And I was drawn in because I saw some great photographs of some people that I knew from red carpets or opening nights or whatever it is. And you just always, hi. Everyone's having a glass of champagne. And I thought, this is a wonderful story.
It breaks the illusion if people are on red carpets crying and throwing tantrums.
Definitely lets people know that we're all in the same boat.
Absolutely.
So it's a great campaign for that, and it focuses on people that you wouldn't necessarily be focusing on.
I think it's gorgeous.
It is a tough game, yours. because it's really? It's kind of like, what's the next gig from here? You've just done this massive thing with Evita and whatever, but you know, you live for the you're waiting for that next gig to come up. So there must be a lot of highs and lows. And
I think people think that is the main problem, and I think for many people it is.
Doesn't appear part to of the be stress, for you. You seem like very busy looking at what you've got coming up.
I'm very fortunate. I've been working a long time, but the problems for me in my life have been that I'm constantly away from family, constantly away from my wife, constantly away from, you know, friends. I miss special occasions. That's I can't go to a wedding. I can't go to my, you know, my dad's birthday. I can't. And it's hard. And these things, while you're constantly just jumping around on stage or travelling.
Entertaining, outpouring, and then you're missing out on so much of stuff that's important as well.
People will celebrate a special occasion by bringing him to the theatre, but I can't.
You can't do that.
I can't go out and do that myself. Yep. So it does get it to be a little bit lot. There's the stresses in performance. You know, you always have to be at a very high level, especially in this country where, you know, it's very competitive.
How do you replenish yourself then? Because that is outpouring the whole time. You're entertaining, you're on stage, you're giving, giving, giving. How do you put back into you so that you don't burn yourself out? Like, you've obviously been in the industry for so long.
Sat on the lounge in my boxes today watching the Oscars.
That'll do it for
like
with
us.
The aircon on.
And with
which
a cup of tea.
On Instagram.
And you know, it's not, you talk about it.
Yeah.
You talk about it. You talk to your friends and you say, oh, I've had a shit day, or, you know, you just have to be open.
Yeah.
Aside from the, you know, the facade of social media.
Yeah, well, that's really important. I love that. Now, listen, you are so busy. Coming up 18th of March at Hamer Hall.
Yes.
Is that, going to be homegrown?
No, that's a different thing. So Art Centre Melbourne have invited me, a lot of artists this year actually, once every, I think, 6 weeks, they put on a series of concerts. So I'll be there with a 9-piece band and singing stuff from a bunch of shows that I've done, everything from, you know, Michael Bublé, just fun stuff I want to do, things from Evita, a bit of Queen, obviously, because ever since I did We Will Rock You, people always want to hear me sing that.
How did you go today with Bohemian Rhapsody taking out the awards?
It's so funny because you feel like you've got such an affinity with the band because I've met them and worked with them, but I think everybody does.
We all feel that.
We all listen to those songs and they resonate so much about different periods in our life. And for me, of course, it was here in Melbourne at the Regent Theatre when I got to play that role. And so watching that today,
you
kind of feel, you know, that's pretty cool.
That's the first thing I thought this afternoon. I was like, I bet you he's watching that as we all are.
You are busy though, because you got the swing at the Crown on the 19th. What's the swing?
Swing on this is, this is amazing. Okay, it's like the biggest kind of ad.
You know, it's
ad away.
Do you know
ad
what? You come in an hour before your performance, you can ad away.
I've got this wonderful band that I sing with Rob Mills and Ben Mingay, Luke Kennedy, Matt Lee, and we perform with a big band around the country. We've been doing it for about almost 5 years now. Wow. Our last big gig in Australia was with Sydney Symphony at the Opera House, and we're doing, it's an invite only thing, but we're doing something at the Palms, and then we're off to Sydney to do a couple of gigs later in the month. But it's something that we can all come back to no matter what we're doing when we have a break.
You've created yourselves jobs. There you go.
Well, we have, but you were asking before, what are the things that, you know, you can unwind with? And it's pretty rare you get an opportunity. You guys are to hang out with your mates. Have you ever been a voiceover guy? No, I'm a bit baritonal today, aren't I?
I could listen to you for hours. I was just getting sleepy then. That voice is just amazing.
That's probably not a good thing.
I'll bring it up. More energy. Hypnotic state you were putting me into.
About to turn you into a chicken.
But that's one of the things. It's funny. It is a gig, but it's incredibly.
With your mates and you're having fun.
We all feel really passionate about it, and it's a lot of fun.
That'd be. Can I just ask? Also, there's one like Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Yeah, that got announced this week
for the end of the year, or August, is it?
July, August. I think it goes. Yeah. It starts in August. Can't remember the date. The production company down here, they've been prolific producers of musical theatre.
Yeah, huge.
They started more with concert productions. Now they're kind of fully fledged musical productions. And they announced this week they're doing Lazarus, the David Bowie musical that was on Broadway. Thoroughly Modern Millie, which is You know, it's so funny. It's your typical kind of, you know, quintessential Broadway musical. And then they finish the year with Ragtime with Kurt Kansley again, who I'm working with. And, yeah, Chloe Zeal, who I've had the great fortune to sing with recently as well. So they've been quite good with starting the careers of many performers here in Melbourne that go on to other things. With Annie Aitken in Thoroughly Modern Millie, she'll be playing Millie and it's her first big leading role. It's going to be really exciting to be a part of that.
Congratulations on all your success. And tonight, you're hosting and singing at Homegrown, which is at Chapel of Chapel. And you've got some time if you want to win two tickets to that, which starts in an hour, so you just have
send
to get yourself ready.
0427JOY949, honourajoy.org.au.
And you've hypnotised me as well. You're absolutely gorgeous. Thank you so much,
thank you
Michael,
so much,
for
everyone.
Coming in and
visiting
us.
You know how Zac Efron used to be my favourite sort of theatery, singery.
Now you are Michael.
It was the boxes, wasn't it?
It was the boxes. I don't need Instagram. I've got it in my head already.
No, what you've done. Michael Felsen, thank you so much for coming to join us.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.